Take a moment and imagine with me. You have gone back in time and you are a child once again. Your mind jumps from one thought to the next and your imagination is more wild than ever. You run off to play with your toy gliders up on a rock at the beach. The next thing you know, you are completely surrounded by what seems to be millions of seagulls. You throw your toy glider out into the bright blue sky as it appears to become a seagull itself. Gulls and Gliders was painted by Robert Vickery in the mid to late 1900s. It is a tempera painting on hardboard. This piece illustrates a young boy resting on a large rock while surrounded by many seagulls soaring overhead. The boy is also seen holding a toy glider as if he were about to set it free. As you look closer to the painting, you may spot the lone glider resting on the rock, but far away from the boy. This piece portrayed a myriad of feelings when I first gave it a glance. For one, the feeling of curiosity and imagination that is characterized by the little boy in the corner as he plays with the seagulls soaring around him. This scene also appeared to express the idea of relation between humans and nature. Another is the sense of individuality and simplicity given by the glider resting all alone on the rock. As I dug deeper into the meaning of this painting, I found that Vickery left it open to interpretation. He left no description or explanation of what he hoped his painting would express. This leads me to believe that Vickery wished you to understand the little boy in whatever way you see fit. Do you see your childhood represented by the boy, or do you picture the connection between humans and nature? You might even see something completely different. Whatever you see, let it speak to you like this painting spoke to me. This has been Peyton Fowler with another Bulldog Art Tour.